Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Thursday, February the 2nd, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Three important things to talk about today. First, the budget, then the Adani factor, and then the FOMC meeting. From a market's perspective, it was a great budget. Everything that the market wished for pretty much came through. What was the wish list? Three big things. One is a comfortable fiscal consolidation path. Second, measures to boost growth via capital spending. Third, measures to spur consumption spending. On fiscal consolidation, the FM reaffirmed that she will be targeting a fiscal deficit of below 4.5% by FY25-26. This year's number has come in at 5.9%, which is pretty much on expected lines. It's seen as a very credible number, something that should give confidence to not just domestic investors but foreign investors on the sustainability of our growth. The second piece, capital expenditure, was actually a pleasant surprise. At 10 lakh crores, the center's capex target for next year is 37.4% higher than the revised estimate for this year. And next year, we will also see states get 1.3 lakh crore as 50-year interest-free loans, about 30% more than this year. So that is a plus-plus. This kind of gives confidence to the market that even in the absence of private capex, we will see growth as the government will continue to do the heavy lifting. The third piece, that is the consumption piece, has also got a boost thanks to the cut in personal income tax rates under the new tax regime. People who are earning an income of 9 lakh rupee a year will have to pay only 45,000 rupees a year as tax. That is 5% of their income, or a reduction of 25% from the 60,000 rupees they were paying earlier. Likewise, individuals earning 15 lakh rupees would be required to pay only 1.5 lakh or 10% of their income. They are currently paying 1,87,500 rupees as tax. So people will now have more money in their pockets, and that should kind of propel further consumption in the economy. This may not really alter the complexion of growth for consumer stocks really, but it might help demand at the margin. Lastly, the worst that the market was fearing, that is any tinkering in the capital gains tax, that did not really come through. That was a big relief. All in all, it was a good budget, nothing radical, but all boxes ticked. Ideally, the markets went into the budget with some level of caution, so markets should have ended much higher with this budget, but things played out differently. Why? The Nifty soared about 300 points midway through the finance minister's speech, but swiftly fell as much soon after the speech ended. By then, the talking point in the market was the rapid slide in the Adani Group stocks, led by flagship Adani Enterprises, which was breaching one circuit after another on the downside. Adani stocks had been under pressure right from the start of the session, and the flashpoint yesterday was the Reuters report saying that wealth management arm of Credit Suisse had stopped accepting Adani bonds as a collateral against loans. While the Nifty did manage to pare its losses by close of trading session, the mood continued to be jittery. The late night news that Adani Enterprises FPO has now been withdrawn makes the situation rather perplexing. While the company has said that it is doing so on moral grounds because of the volatility in the stock, giving away the liquidity may just exasperate the liquidity crunch. That is what investors feel. What drove the decision is still not very clear, but what is more important is how the company will navigate this debt issue. Even seasoned investors seem to be rather clueless. The other important event last night was the outcome of the FOMC meeting. On expected lines, the Fed raised rates by 25 basis points. Powell maintained the same pitch, saying inflation has eased somewhat but remains elevated and that ongoing increases will be appropriate. The difference from the previous times is that the market took to it positively. In fact, it is perhaps one of the few instances where the market rallied before and after the rate hike. The S&P 500 closed the day with 1.05% gain. The previous day, it had actually gained 1.5%. So what's the outlook for our markets? Well, the global cues are positive, so that is not something we need to worry about anymore. But some feel that the weakness in Adani Group stocks is a major overhang and would take a while to play out. The other thing is that high volume traders are heavily long on index futures and single stocks futures. With prices moving sideways for quite a while now, these traders are now beginning to tire. And the overall environment does not seem to be conducive for a massive upswing anyway. Third quarter earnings have been a mixed bag. India is now looking expensive vis-a-vis other emerging markets, particularly China. Inflows into equity mutual funds have been slowing, while foreign institutional investors have been heavy sellers for quite a while now. The sense that one gets from domestic brokerages is that high net worth individuals and small investors, all of them are cutting back on purchases. Traditionally, even the best of union budgets have had only a fleeting impact on sentiment. Beyond two sessions, the focus once again shifts back to fundamentals and technical factors. In fact, in the recent past, whenever FIIs have been net short on Nifty, they have been forced to cover their positions by expiry date. But that was during a period when India was performing better than global markets. That cycle has now reversed over the past couple of months, and India is now lagging the global markets. And from the look of it, the problem in Adani Group stocks could linger for some time and keep sentiment under check. That's all from me today. Have a great trading session.